Praise the Lord, my friends. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to be on this broadcast one more time. I'd like to thank you, Minister Mel, for allowing us to continue to come and to share what thus said the Lord. The word from the Lord today speaks to us in the area of sickness and healing. Yes, there is a lot that can be said about this, but for the sake of time, we will help you to understand, first of all, is that sickness is not of God. He can allow it to happen, yes, but sickness is not of God. Now, there are a lot of reasons in the natural and maybe also in the spiritual realm whereby one can become sick in your earthly body, mind. But the bottom line, for the most part, it's the enemy that catches us without some of our battle clothes on. You know that spiritual warfare that we're in daily, and we're supposed to put on that Ephesians 6 warfare clothes every day. You know, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and our feet should be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and our loins should be girded up with truth. Yes, yes, there is some spiritual warfare clothes that we need to put on daily, because if we're not dressed, then we can set ourselves up to be attacked by the enemy, and he comes in a lot of different ways. And I submit to you today that sickness and disease can also come by way of the enemy. So, God desires that we walk in divine health, praise God. He has left some very definite principles here for us to apply to our lives in order for us to achieve the optimum state of being for our health, praise God. Now, the Word of God teaches that Jesus has paid it all. Our foundation scripture this morning is coming from Isaiah 53:5 that says, and we're talking about Jesus, that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. Now, there's a song that says, there is a balm in Gilead that makes the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead that heals the sin-sick soul. Jesus is that balm. That's B-A-L-M, not B-O-M-B, but balm, like a healing, a soothing medicine. Hallelujah. The Lord wants you to know today that you can be more than just physically sick in your body, but you can also be mentally, emotionally, and psychologically sick. Hallelujah. Jesus is the cure for any and all of these ailments that the enemy will use to afflict your total being. Praise God. Now remember, according to John 10:10, the thief, that old devil, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that you might have life, and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is time for you to wake up out of that depression. Wake up, O sleeper and hypochondriac. Stop complaining about the symptoms of illness that the enemy uses to try and steal your joy. Because the Word of God says that the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Because let's face it, if you're in pain, whether physically or mentally, there is not much joy. So you have to dwell on what God says and believe his word. That's called faith in God's word. Hallelujah. So I bring you good news on today. Hallelujah. You can be delivered no matter what you're going through. Praise God. You can be delivered from that illness by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and by faith in his promises that tell us with his stripes we are healed. And if you notice that particular scripture, it is present tense, not past tense or future tense, but present tense, meaning we are healed right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just believe it and receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, one of the biggest lies of the devil, and he is the father of lies, you know, he will tell people that miracles and healings were for the old Bible days. And even some intellectual, so-called spiritual-born believers will tell you that also. But I submit to you today that God is still in the blessing business. He is still performing miracles and wonders through healings today, just like he was in the so-called good old Bible days. Because you see, the Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, praise God. And that's found in the book of Hebrews in God's holy word. Now, the book of Hebrews goes on to tell us that he will never leave us or forsake us. Hallelujah. You do not have to sit around and suffer sickness because the enemy has told you no hope. There is no hope. I recently went through something myself, and I didn't feel like for a while that I was going to ever shake that thing. But I had to encourage myself in knowing that God's word is true. His words say that he will never leave me or forsake me. His words say with Jesus' stripes, I'm already healed. So I had to continue to persevere and press on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is found in Jesus Christ. I had to stand on the word of God. And as I sit here on today, I'm here to let you know that I did not give the enemy any victory in my life. I am healed according to the word of God. So there is hope and victory as well as healing in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. But remember now, I said earlier, there are some things you must do in order to receive the promises of God. And this relates to healing as well. Just believe God when Jesus says, with his stripes we are healed. Confess his word daily over your particular circumstance or illness. Command it to go in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus against it. Hallelujah. Pray and ask God to have mercy and remove that thing from you. Hezekiah, in 2 Kings 20, verses 5 and 6, Hezekiah the king was sick unto death. He prayed and asked God to heal him, and God added on to Hezekiah 15 more years. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah 17, 14, Jeremiah called out, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved." Praise God. Jeremiah had great faith. Hallelujah. There was a leper that came to Jesus, body riddled with many sores, but he had faith in Jesus and proclaimed, "If you will, you can make me clean." We need to put on faith and put our faith in action to receive our healing. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus says in Matthew 9:12, "They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick." Praise God that Jesus is our great physician. That's why we all need to be in church every time the door opens, so that we can continue to allow the Lord to heal our sin-sick souls. Praise his holy name. There was a woman in St. Mark 5:28 that had been sick for a long time, that had enough faith to believe if she could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment that she would be healed. And Jesus healed her. Hallelujah. Where is your faith today? Jesus said those of us that truly give our lives to him and become his true followers. In Mark 16:15, he said that we would be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In John 5:8, we see where Jesus heals a lame man, told him to pick up his bed and walk. Praise the Lord. Once you receive Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior and start to allow him to order your steps, not only does he want to give you divine help, but he also wants to use you to help others. Thank you, Jesus. Our mission statement as born again believers should be based upon Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. Pray for those you know who are sick and too weak to pray for themselves. Hallelujah. James 5:15 says that the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord desires above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers in him. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just receive your healing today, my friends, and continue to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise that is due his name. And may God richly bless you as you receive your healing today. May God richly bless you is my prayer. Amen.